WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life one stoic lesson at a time. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing after things, trying to hold on to every little victory, every moment of happiness? Like letting go is the ultimate betrayal. Well, my friend, today we're diving into the heart of Stoicism, embracing the power of letting go. It's not about becoming a detached robot, trust me. It's about finding a sweet spot where you can fully experience life without being crippled by its ups and downs. Think of it like this. You wouldn't cling to a hot cup of coffee, knowing it'll eventually cool down, right? Stoicism teaches us to approach everything with a similar wisdom, appreciating the present moment while understanding that nothing lasts forever. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the grip on things you can't control and find peace in the unknown. First off, understand your desires. We're programmed to want things. It's human nature. But are those wants truly serving us? Stoicism encourages us to differentiate between needs and wants to identify what truly brings us fulfillment versus what just fills a temporary void. It's about getting clear on your values and aligning your actions with them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't build a house on shaky ground, would you? Though desire shouldn't be the foundation of your happiness, they should complement a life built on solid principles. Next, remember that you can't control everything. This one is tough, I get it. But clinging to things we can't change only causes suffering. Instead, focus your energy on what you can influence. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. It's like learning to surf. You can't control the waves, but you can learn to ride them. Number 3, practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But it's powerful. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. This shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, creating a sense of contentment that's much more fulfilling than chasing fleeting desires. Fourth, accept what is. You know that feeling when you try to fight against reality? It's exhausting. Stoicism encourages us to accept things as they are, without resistance. This doesn't mean resigning yourself to fate, it means acknowledging the present moment with clarity and moving forward with purpose. It's like letting go of the steering wheel on a bumpy road, sometimes you just got to trust the ride. And finally, remember that change is inevitable. Things will come and go, people will enter and exit your life, circumstances will shift. Embracing this fluidity allows us to navigate life's twists and turns with grace and resilience. It's like understanding that the seasons will change, winter will always give way to spring. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you just landed your dream job, the salary, the perks, the title, it's everything you ever wanted. But then, after a few months, you realize it's not fulfilling. You're unhappy, overworked, and starting to feel resentful. See, that's where letting go comes in. If you cling tightly to the idea of this perfect job, you'll miss opportunities for growth and fulfillment elsewhere. Learning to detach from outcomes allows you to be open to new possibilities, even if they look different than your initial expectations. Maybe that dream job isn't truly fulfilling, but there's another path waiting for you, one that aligns better with your values and brings you genuine happiness. Letting go of the attachment to a specific outcome opens up a world of possibilities. So remember, Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless, it's about cultivating inner peace by letting go of what we can't control. It's about finding joy in the present moment and embracing the natural flow of life. Are you ready to take charge of your emotions and find true freedom? This week, I want you to identify one thing, a belief, an expectation, a desire that you're holding onto tightly. Now, ask yourself, is this serving me? Is it truly bringing me happiness? If the answer is no, start taking small steps towards letting go. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, the freedom you'll gain is worth every ounce of effort. And hey, if you find yourself struggling with this journey, come back here next week. We'll continue exploring the power of letting go together. Until then, keep your chin up and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.